There it is. I also work with Dominique Husseau, who is my research advisor and clinical advisor at Howard University. All right, and I have no disclosures or relationships to disclose, so we'll move along. Okay, HIV and African Americans. Basically, as we all know, African Americans account for 50% of all HIV and AIDS cases diagnosed, even with a decrease among Americans overall. HIV and MSM. Men who have sex with men, or MSM, of color have the largest proportion, 57% of cases. And as you can see, African Americans have 38% among that 57%. So let's move along to the background. Risky sexual behavior. As we all know, risky sexual behavior is a leading cause of HIV and STD transmission. And unprotected sex has been correlated with being African American. Research has shown this to be true, and again, with going back to the CDC's research, it's showing that definitely African Americans are participating in unprotected sex more. And men with certain characteristics were more likely to engage in unprotected sex in another research article as well. Things like they paid for sex or had drug use or were a minority were also characteristics that were contributed to being more likely to engage in unprotected sex. All right, spirituality and African Americans. All right, religion may have both protective and damaging influences in the lives of religious gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people in the African American community and in other communities as well. Research has shown that African American college students with higher levels of spirituality and lower levels of overall stress usually report better health promoting behaviors. Now, going back to protective and damaging influences, among African Americans, it shows spirituality and religion shows that you can have a better coping strategies, you have a stronger sense of self, better faith, et cetera, that we all know. But the damaging influences are that, you know, in the conservative churches or in other conservative religions, you will have more stress when they don't accept your homosexuality, which will cause lower self-esteem, et cetera, et cetera. All right, straight identified men who have sex with men and their risky sexual behavior. So everybody understands what I mean when I say straight identified men who have sex with men, right? Or the DL phenomenon. Right? Okay. 40 to 50% are less likely to use a condom. Research has shown that, and that's a little scary. Additionally, are more likely to engage in other risky sexual behaviors, such as having oral sex without using a condom, or you can even include using drug use or alcohol use during sex, which will cause you to be a little bit more, like you can say, loose in the things that you do. Also, multi-minority status causes a higher risk for contracting HIV. So again, men of color are more likely to engage in certain activities that would allow for them to contract HIV. Sexual orientation. This is kind of the basis of what the research that we did. It can be conceptualized and measured multiple ways. You can look at attraction, you can look at behavior, sexual orientation, or how they identify themselves. You can look at, I know everyone is pretty much familiar with the Kinsey scale. You can be somewhat bisexual, more so bisexual, going up and down a gradient, right? Everybody knows about Kinsey? Okay. All right. So basically, it's the distinction between sexual identity, sexual attraction, and sexual behavior. All right, men who have sex with men. Some past research has shown that 50 to 73% identify themselves as heterosexual. And a lot of the participants in these studies were young adults. So it's among the population about my age, probably a little bit older, probably up to the 30s, but a lot of the new generation of young adults who are experiencing sex for the first time are among this population. Also, straight identified men who have sex with men are typically minorities. All right, determination of sexual identification and men who have sex with men behavior discordance. So in our research, this is how we determine basically behavior discordance. So it's basically the intersection of sexual identification, as you can see, sexual ID, straight and gay, and men who have sex with men behavior, yes or no. So if you're straight and you're engaged in MSM behavior, then you were discordant. And et cetera, as you can see, the chart is probably a little bit easier to read it. All right, statement of the problem. These were the needs. There was a need to understand the high rates and riskier sex behaviors for HIV among certain populations, like, again, young adults. Why are young adults engaging in riskier sex? Additionally, we needed to know what contributing factors there were. Were there any factors such as spirituality that would influence this? And this is the main thing that was driving our research, with spirituality help lower the incidence or the rate of this population engaging in riskier sex, okay? Also, there was a lack of sufficient empirical research with this relationship between spirituality and riskier sexual behaviors, so, in this population and overall. So, the overall research question. Does spiritual well-being mediate the relationship between discordance and risky sexual behaviors in African-American MSM? And again, with discordance, I mean sexual behavior and sexual identity discordance, okay? All right, the instruments that we use. We use three basic instruments for sexual identity. We use a discovery of same-sex questionnaire, which basically asks, in your current state of mind, are you gay, are you straight, are you bisexual, are you transgendered, et cetera, et cetera. With spiritual well-being, we use the spirituality scale of the body, mind, spirit, well-being inventory. This is an inventory that was normed on Chinese adults. It basically asks you questions about how you, again, it's kind of dealing with coping, but also how you, your beliefs, your views about life and how it affects your well-being. We also looked at risky sexual behavior, and we used the sexual behavior checklist. And basically it asked about engaging in certain sexual behaviors once or more in the past 30 days, past 12 months, or in the lifetime considered to be a risky sexual behavior. And what we considered to be a risky sexual behavior was having basically vaginal, anal, or oral sex without a condom, drug use, alcohol use before sex or during sex, paying for sex, and I think that was it. All right, so in my research study, the participants that we had a relatively low number, 57 participants. They were African-American undergraduate and graduate students. They were obtained from Washington, D.C. metropolitan area and other similar geographical areas. And we got them from online student groups and undergraduate psychology classes. All right, the demographics. For the age range, it ranged from 18 to 52. The mean was 29. The average income was $40,000 a year. And academic credits earned was roughly about graduation, college graduation, senior, et cetera. All right. A few more demographics. Marital status, about 79% were single. The employment, 47% were employed full-time. 72% were negative, but this is self-reported being negative, so we don't know how true that is. And the discordance, behavior identity discordant, we had 14%. So we had a large population of people who were not discordant. So again, keep that in mind as you look at that. All right, results. So there was no difference in the demographics between concordant and discordant participants. However, going back and looking at the body, mind, spirit, well-being inventory, our internal consistency was the same amount as the Chinese adults in the original set. So we had internal consistency, but there was no relationship between spiritual well-being and risky sexual behavior or any of the discordances, 30 days, 12 months, lifetime. So that was something very significant that I found. I was like a little bit perplexed. I was thinking there would be some type of relationship there, but there was not. So I'll talk about a little bit further about my thoughts on that. However, there was a significant relationship between risky sexual behavior and sexual behavior and identity discordance. So looked at the odds ratio. This is a little bit fascinating. In straight identified MSM, or DL men, who have sex with men, less likely to engage in riskier sexual behavior in the past 30 days. And then they were 4 times less likely to engage in riskier sexual behavior in the past 12 months. And this is kind of shocking with the whole social phenomenon and thinking that men who have sex with men who are on the DL, they're thinking they have riskier sex. And this is doing the exact opposite, showing the exact opposite. So this is something to think about. So with conclusions, African-American DL and men who have sex with men in this study are less likely to engage in risky sexual behaviors. However, you cannot take this as, you have to be a little cautious when looking at this because the small sample size and the sampling procedures that we use. Additionally, African-American DL, MSM, and gay-identified MSM engage in risky sexual behaviors at different rates. So that will be something you have to look at further. And spirituality may or may not be related to or influence the sexual behaviors of African-American men who have sex with men. So future research. There's a need for further research in this area before definite predictions can be made. Again, being very, very cautious before you say anything about no DL men who have sex with men, well, African DL men who have sex with men, aren't the ones contributing to the influx of HIV in African-American females. You need to first kind of look at it overall and look at it, research a little bit heavier before we can say that. More information is needed regarding the specific types of risky sexual behaviors DL and gay-identified African-American MSM are engaged in. Future research in this area should address the issue of sampling due to this population being challenging to reach. And as we all know, again, most of these DL men are really, really hard to reach as we go back and see the 14% of the participants that I got that were discordant. I've looked at plenty of different ways, and I'm actually going to one session here to look at a way of how to get this population just in general. Because it's even hard to get gay-identified men who have sex with men to admit that they're having sex with men. So that is definitely important. And more information is needed regarding the nature of spirituality as it pertains to African-Americans and men who have sex with men, particularly men who have sex with men. And that is pretty much it.